This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. lawmakers in the House of Representatives voted to meet President Donald Trump's demand of $2,000 relief checks for most Americans Monday. The stimulus relief checks, which currently stand at $600, are part of the more than $2 trillion government funding package President Trump signed into law Sunday. The measure now goes to the Senate, where it faces an uncertain future. The president last week threatened to block the massive pandemic aid and spending package if Congress did not boost stimulus payments and cut other spending. The House of Representatives also voted on Monday to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. He said he rejected it because he wanted to overturn liability protections for social media companies unrelated to national security. And he opposed a provision to rename military bases named after generals who fought for the pro-slavery Confederacy during the Civil War. The House vote leaves the measure's fate to the Republican-led Senate, where a final vote is expected this week. If the Senate seconds the House action, it would be the first veto override of President Trump's presidency. U.S. investigators say the main suspect in the city of Nashville, Tennessee, Christmas Day bombing was not on their radar. Now they're working to determine the motive in the explosion that injured three people. Investigators identified the suspect as 63-year-old Anthony Warner on Sunday, saying he killed himself when he blew up a motorhome in downtown Nashville. Investigators used DNA and other evidence, such as locating the vehicle ID number and tips from the public, to link Warner to